This is Rion Jones of the Consultation Institute with our observations on the increasingly acrimonious row between National Trust and the government. Now, this concerns the consultation that comes to its end in a couple of weeks' time about the new slimline planning guidance. And it's got quite bitter in recent days. Many of you may have seen in the newspapers that Francis Maude, who is the Cabinet Office Minister, actually called the National Trust campaign, a technical term some of you may have heard, called bollocks. Greg Clark, who is another minister in the government, in the Department of Communities and Local Government, called the National Trust risible. And I think he said they were guilty of nihilistic selfishness. So it looks as if the government is really taking a very robust line on this. Now, is it a good thing for the protagonists in a proper policy debate to have this robust argument as part of a consultation? And you may argue that it is, because after all, if the purpose of a consultation is to host, to accommodate a debate, shouldn't it be as open and as honest and as vigorous, indeed violent, as possible? On the other hand, we do have a tradition that the decision makers in public consultation retain a dignified silence so that they're better able to objectively look at the evidence when the time comes. By pure coincidence, another minister from the Department of Communities and Local Government was on Question Time the other evening. His name is Grant Chaps. He's the up-and-coming minister for housing. And he went out of his way to describe how useful he finds, as a minister, the ability to listen to what people say in order to make up his mind. I'm paraphrasing a little, and maybe I'm being generous to him. So we have this paradox that, yes, we want vigorous debate, but we would like the ultimate decision makers to retain a degree of detachment so that we can have more confidence that when they finally take their decisions, those decisions will be taken on the basis of evidence. Now, in many ways, I welcome what's happened in that it's highlighted how passionately some of these arguments are. And it's also highlighted how useful consultation can be to flush out those arguments on both sides. And we've had several examples this year. We can think of forestry. We can think of the Murdoch Sky takeover. We can think of the National Health Service. And this now is the fourth example in my mind of major consultations inducing a huge amount of response and probably having a considerable policy impact. Now, we will be talking about those issues at length in the Consultation Institute in the coming weeks with many of our events and seminars. And I urge you all, if you're interested in this, maybe to have a look at what we can offer in the Consultation Institute.